Warning: the following auditory experience may contain themes of an adult nature. The opinions expressed are those of the podcasters and not of their respective employers, parents, and/or legal guardians. Content may not be appropriate for children, small animals, work, and your mom. Enjoy the show. Yes, welcome to the Bad Parenting Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Jody.
And I'm Zach.
Zach. Yes, yes, you are.
It's a new voice.
It's a new voice on the show, everybody. Yes, for those of you who hadn't listened in previously or forgot about it because we were out last week due to some various issues.
I missed 2 weeks.
You were gone for a week, back for a week, and then out again.
Yep.
Anywho, we have a special guest. His name's Zach.
Yes.
Hi, Zach.
Hi.
How are you doing?
It's good to be here.
Why are you qualified to be on our podcast?
I am a parent myself, so okay, hopefully that's quality.
Good enough.
We did our research. Yes. He's a dad. It's all gravy. Awesome. So, yes, thank you for driving out here, because I know you live in Washington, so it's a bit of a haul for you, but
no,
we appreciate
my pleasure
it.
To be here. I'm glad you guys have me.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So it has been a while since we've done this, hasn't it, babe?
Yes.
So why didn't we do it last week? It was the strep.
It was the strep. Justin had the strep.
I had the strep. The sickness from hell. Well, I had the strep on top of the head cold with the chest congestion.
I still think that the head cold was just the beginning stages of the strep.
It was a precursor. It was the foreplay to the strep.
It was the foreplay.
That was some shitty ass fucking foreplay. Let me tell you what.
I'm well aware because I'm the one that had to nurse your ass back to health. He was doing the full on body shake like fever thing.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, I did. It was horrible. I had some serious. It was not fun. Let's just put it that way. So we'll just leave it at that. It was no bueno. But yes, we're back. We're at it. Yes. We're here. We're alive.
Yes.
And I get to go to Satan's ass crack. Satan's swampy ass crack next week. So that's going to be fun.
So next week we'll be hearing all about your awesome trip.
Yes, my awesome trip to South Kakalaki.
Yeah. Yay. And then I'll get to be talking about what it was like to deal with all three kids all week by myself.
Yep. As you do sometimes when you have to as a parent.
It's always fun.
It is, very much so. So, without much further ado, Mr. Dorn, can we have a little background on you, please? I don't know. Obviously, you're enjoying parenthood, as far as I can tell.
Yes.
But were you did you always know you wanted to have kids, or?
You know, it's funny. For the longest time, I was against having kids. I never thought I was going to have any kids, and you know, my wife and I had been together about 8 years, and we'd you know, one day she had a friend that got pregnant, and she got baby fever extremely bad.
Where did that happen?
Yeah, right? it was just funny the way it happened, and we talked about it, and I was receptive to the idea, and like I shit you not, 2 weeks later we were pregnant.
Yeah,
yeah, it was just.
That's how it always works for me is when I got baby fever, like within, like when I was like, oh, babies are cute. Even if I didn't necessarily want to have a child at the time, babies are cute. Oh, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that brings me to my next question that I always like to ask people who are parents. Were you surprised when it happened? Not surprised. What's the correct way to phrase this? Were you... Yeah, I guess surprise.
Was anything surprising about?
Okay, obviously you guys did it.
Right?
Yeah, obviously there was some sort of funny business going on there. Yeah. Dicks and vaginas and all that kind of crap.
Yes,
but
to put it bluntly,
yes, very very biological about it. So you guys did that, and then she got pregnant. Did that surprise you that the fact that the act of doing that got her pregnant?
It surprised me the fact that it happened so fast after us basically agreeing to having a baby. And then, I get a call at work. Hey, I'm pregnant. And, from that point on, my life was, changed for the better. But it was definitely surprising for me. It really was.
But you understood how it happened.
Yeah, I did understand how it happened.
The reason why I asked that is because I hear so many people, I just don't get how I got pregnant. It's like, honey, your ankles are behind your ears. I mean, it's pretty
self-explanatory.
Yeah. Do I really need to draw you a map on this? Because
so your wife called you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got an email.
I emailed him.
Oh, nice.
I was terrified. By a text. Yeah, I was terrified. A text that said, "Have you checked your email?"
That's awesome. Well, you better go check it now, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Check it right now and then text me back if you're not going to kill me.
I'm thinking, shit, she wrecked it. At the time, she was driving my truck around.
Yeah.
Fuck, she wrecked
the one he loved. Yeah. I mean, loved. One of our earlier dates was going to a friend of his wedding. And a
mutual friend we work with.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he...
System admin.
He got drunk.
Oh, yeah. I was toasted.
And they had valet parking.
Yeah.
And he talked to everyone he met about how he's worried that somebody was going to dent his 23 fucking foot long. And he said 23 fucking feet long, probably 18 times.
Was this your Ford?
Yes.
Okay. I do remember that truck, yes.
Every 5 seconds, somebody's going to dent my truck. Somebody's going to dent my truck. And then I had to drive it home. So, I had to drive.
Yeah.
But I did nothing but compliment you on your driving, except for the fact that when we came down off the hill in Corbett there, I asked you to slow down a little bit because I was
about to throw up.
I was about ready to lose my that wonderful dinner we had. So
it was a very interesting occasion.
Yeah. But we had a good time. Our company represented at that place, and we threw the fuck down. Oh, nice. We all had a good time.
Nice.
So
I believe I told a bunch of your coworkers to order AMFs.
Yeah, I think audio's over. Yes. Well,
that was quite entertaining.
Yeah, I actually, last business trip I went on, I got people introduced to the Flaming Dr. Pepper, this wonderful drink that you and I had tonight,
which
Zach,
is delicious.
The cider and
the fireball, yeah.
And then there was something else and so they all just went out and got blitzed that night. I actually went out to my hotel room and went to sleep, and they all went out, right? We tried the Flaming Dr. Peppers, we did this, oh my God. It was pretty funny. So, well, good. At least I know you're not an idiot then, so we can still be friends. You understand that the act of, sexual intercourse can lead to babies.
Yes. And so now you have a daughter, and she just turned 3.
Yes. Yes. She just turned 3.
By the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
She's adorable.
It's funny. Since she's been born, I always knew that if I did become a dad, I was going to be a good dad. But it's, since she's come into my life, I just feel like it's so much. It does. It's so much of my life is... parts of it are filled that weren't before. And it's just, I have nothing but good things to say about being a dad.
Even during the shittiest times, it still ends up being good.
It does. Yeah, it really does.
Even when you're passed out on the couch and your daughter just wants to bring you a blankie.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Tempe, she was my little nurse the entire time I was out sick.
Oh, nice.
She'd come over and she'd nuzzle and she'd shake me. Dad, do you need a pillow? I'm like, no, honey, I'm fine. Are you sure? Here's a blanket. She'd get me a blanket. And then she's like, I'll get you some ice water. And she'd go in, Mommy, Daddy needs ice water.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Ezra was doing it too. He actually brought me his special blanket from his bed.
and put it on me. And then, you know, he even knowing that he wasn't going to be able to get it back because of all the germs it was going to put on it. So he took a hit for that and went and a couple nights without a special
blanket. Oh, that's
so
nice. Could,
yeah. Yeah, that's good. So it was one of those heartwarming moments where you're like, oh, my kids love me, you know.
So. Whereas after my surgery, they just bounced all over me and kept hitting me in the face. Yeah. So.
Yeah. That was, it was pretty entertaining, so. Boy, it's been, it feels like we've kind of got out of the loop a little bit. Is that, you know, it's been a week, 2 weeks. Don't ever skip a week on a podcast, I guess. That's, that's the lesson learned here, huh?
Yeah, but you weren't. Oh, I mean, God, you were.
I couldn't talk more than three words without getting into a coughing fit, and the coughing fit would make me cry because it hurt my throat. No, I weeped like a little bitch.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's pretty damn rare to see this man lose it, and I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah,
the only thing that hurt more than that or on the same level was when I had my tonsils removed.
Oh, I could, but yeah, I can imagine.
It was just bad. So, I mean, and yeah, there was that one day where I had the kids with me because you had to go do something. So I'm like, they wanted lunch. I'm like, yeah, no, not going to happen. I went in Domino's on the phone and ordered pizza. Trent thought I was a fucking god. He's like, you grab your phone, you hit a couple buttons, and the pizza arrives. It was pretty funny. So, yeah. But, so yeah, 3 years old, and you and your wife are both on your second, I guess this is like your second marriages or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, yeah.
If I'm going too deep,
no,
just mention the hell
out. No, I'm a pretty open guy. So,
no,
yeah,
that's all good. Yeah. But... Where was I going to go with that? I don't know.
You're on your second?
We're both on our second marriage.
And I am too. So, yeah, there's that. But, yeah, I mean, it is funny how parenthood will change you. I mean, I remember you started working with us before she, you've been there for, what, 6 years, 7 years?
God, I've been there for 8 years now.
Oh, so you're a couple years below me. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so you were there for a couple years before. Yeah, I remember. So, yeah, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster, and you know, just the challenges it's brought relationship wise for me and my wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, you know, the whole, it's just been a major growing experience for me on so many different levels. And you know, I'm really thankful for it, and I can't wait to see what else it holds for me, you know, down the road. So.
And you learn all new levels of exhaustion that you didn't know existed before.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What's that name of that book? Just Go the Fuck to Sleep?
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah. Parenting book. I actually saw it at Powell's one day. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell?
Well, my favorite baby book that I saw was, it was like a baby book, like you would mark down, you know, milestones. That's the word.
Yeah.
But it was called Baby's First Tattoo. Is that
nice.
So it was all like more alternative stuff, like, you know, Baby's First Rock Concert and all this stuff. I'm like, I need that for my kids someday. I never did get it, but.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Well, it's funny the stuff that you can find out there that are, you know, parenting self-help books, and the vast differences of opinion there are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, God, somebody actually wrote a blog post, and please forgive me, person who wrote it, because I don't remember who you are, but it was all about how if you read all the parenting books, all you get is very confused.
Like, which I totally agree with. I've read several myself. And
like sleep training.
Yeah.
Put him down and let him cry. Pick him up. Never let him cry. Keep him in your bed. Yeah. Like, what do you do? Well, you have to find what works for that kid.
Exactly.
Because what worked for Tempe didn't work for Trent, vice versa.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I think is funny too, is that they kind of treat those books like all kids are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And having three kids that are all so vastly different, yet so equally as fucking frustrating sometimes. It's just like, oh my God. But I mean,
because Ezra was really quick to like fall asleep by himself.
By 6 weeks old, he was sleeping through the night,
mm-hmm.
totally on his own, never had any problems. In his own bed, didn't co-sleep, nothing like that. Tempe and Trent, not so much. They were all snuggle bugs, they had to be in their mom and dad's bed. And we just recently got Trent to, you know, sleep in his own bed. And
he's
even
pretty
then,
much in his own bed.
Still, from time to time, like, nope, peace the fuck out. I'm coming upstairs. Let's
like
do this.
Last night.
Yeah.
Little turd, like at 10:30. Like, it wasn't even like in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
No. At 10:30, I got him back asleep.
Oh, yeah. You got him back
then
asleep.
Then he came back up later.
Yes. I was asleep for that. Yep. What time did he come back? Like 3?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. But when he did that, he wanted me to not just be next to him, which is normal. He actually wanted my arms around him, which is really abnormal for him. Normally, he just wants to know that somebody's around. So it was really weird. And I fell asleep in this, like, awkward head on the arm, like, arm falling asleep position, and I woke up and my whole arm was like dead arm, like couldn't even lift it, dead arm. So I like slid it out from underneath him, and then the pins and needles, and I'm sitting there going, oh, ow, 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 ow. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I hate when I fall asleep with on my arms, and then like I'll wake up when my alarm goes off in the morning and both my arms are asleep, and it's like, yeah, my wife is like, I'm trying to turn the alarm off, and she's like, Zach, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, I'm trying to turn the
feel
damn
like a T-Rex. Yeah, like with
I've got a giant head, tiny alarm.
Yeah, it's pretty much every time it's like, oh my god.
I do the stretch in the morning when I wake up, and I point my toes, and apparently that causes Charlie horse in your calf muscles. Oh yes,
I know that well, that feeling.
And
well,
that doesn't happen very often, mm-hmm. but when it does, I actually tear up, like it's
you
really
whimper.
Bad
too.
I whimper.
You whimper like a little.
Yeah.
And one, it happened
a
couple weeks ago.
I can't tell if you're having sexy dreams or if you're actually in pain.
Well, the other morning I was having sexy dreams and he woke me up and I was pissed off.
Oh, she almost pinched me. Or not pinched me, punched me. So, no, yeah, she was.
This is
a
little embarrassing, but yeah, I was totally having sexy dreams. And then he woke me up. I'm like, dude, I was having sexy dreams about elevators and things. And why'd you wake me up? He's like, gotta go to work. I'm like, ah. That's why.
Yes. Working is important. You have to make the money. You know.
You have to make the money.
Yeah, to make that money.
Yep, you got to make that money.
So now that I've embarrassed myself, let's get on to the news.
Well, actually, I was going to talk to Zach a little more.
Okay.
So. You, Arizona is where you grew up,
correct? Yes, Flagstaff, Arizona is where
now,
I was.
Now, is that like born and raised or just like?
I was pretty much lived, I moved out when I was, or moved from Arizona when I was 29 and lived there pretty much the whole time. I went to Arizona State University for a couple years. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, I lived most of my life up until moving up here in Flagstaff, Arizona.
So what the fuck brought you from sunny, hot Arizona to the wet, wet, wet that is the Pacific Northwest?
I've always loved it up here.
Yeah.
I came up here one time when I was probably 19, 20 years old. I was actually trying to become a serious compact car professional race car driver,
okay.
Drag racing. I had a couple friends and we'd kind of pooled all our money together, had a car. We were both there's four of us. But anyway, we're going to Seattle, came through Portland. I'm like, man, I love this place. And, yeah. You know, it took me 10 years to get up here after saying that I was going to move up here someday. But, you know, my wife was a big factor in that. She had just gotten accepted to Portland State University when mm-hmm. we met and told me she was moving to Portland. And I said, shit, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. We want to go out there for a while. Yeah. Let's do this.
And I not to bash anybody that may be listening that's from Arizona or the great state of Arizona. It's just I had been there and, you know, done pretty much what I felt was everything to do in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So I was ready to move on. So,
well, and I've noticed that Arizona is, because I've got family that lives down there. It's very unique. You've got like the Havasu area, which is like big time college and spring break and party.
Yeah.
Then you've got the Flagstaff and the
Tempe
and the other very much like Florida, like old folks retiring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got some areas that are mountainous and snowbirds. Yeah. Yeah. Which you wouldn't think snowbirds in Arizona. I'm saying there's mountains in Arizona where it's like, you know.
Yeah, but when I lived in Idaho, it's all the people that live in Arizona in the winter and Idaho in the summer.
Yeah.
Like, flip back and forth.
Yeah.
When it's really hot where it's hot, they go where it's not hot. And when it's really cold where it's cold, they go where it's hot.
Exactly, yeah.
My mom's hometown is it's a little town called Ajo, Arizona, and it's about 20 miles from the border with Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Phelps Dodge used to own an open pit copper mine down there, and that was the lifeblood of that town. Well, when they went out, they shut the mine down, the town pretty much died. And then I want to say when I was a teenager, there was an influx of people opening RV parks down there for snowbirds. And it just
overran the place.
It really did. You know, in 5 or 10 years, it kind of rejuvenated the city, became like a snowbird haven. And now there's a bunch of like artsy, fartsy type of people that live down there, run art galleries and whatnot. So it's just interesting how that's worked out that way.
We need to go establish our own town.
Well, what is it? It's Phoenix. I think it is like in Phoenix too. They've actually proven that they've changed the climate of Phoenix because there's so many swimming pools there.
I've heard that.
It's super humid now, so it's more like Florida in Phoenix than it is because of all the evaporation from the morning. So you got to have some money, I guess, to live down there in some areas.
I lived in Phoenix for 2 years, and I can tell you I wish it was 2 years of my life that I wish I probably could have had back.
Nice.
The first first weekend I was down there, I moved down, and my roommate was supposed to come with me and help get the apartment set up, but he was trying to wrap things up with his high school girlfriend, and so I ended up getting stuck with having to go down and get our apartment set up, and it was 122 degrees the first day that I was down there, and he had forgotten to pay our our deposits for the electric bill.
So there was no AC.
No AC, and I
so it was fuck me hot in the bar.
Oh my God, it was like, I ended up getting a hotel for 2 days until electricity turned on to have AC. I was like, yeah,
I'm not doing this.
That should have been just a harbinger of bad things to come, but you know, it's just, I never really enjoyed myself living down there, yeah. So.
Well, I was, my family, they lived in Flagstaff, or just outside of Flagstaff, so we visited them, and I remember that it was fuck me hot during the day.
I've been near Arizona, but since I can remember,
if you like cacti and you like dirt and sand
I really like
armadillos.
Like, when I said near Arizona, I spent a lot of time in Palm Springs, but Palm Desert and Joshua Tree National Park.
Okay, yeah.
So not quite to Arizona, but
close enough.
Fairly on your way.
As far as temperature-wise and climate-wise,
I love it. I loved it because it was so dry, and I never got sick, and it was just awesome.
That is the kind of the nice thing, is you don't get as sick often. As I've noticed since I've been up here, I've gotten sick a lot more.
I get sick a lot because it's just so damp all the time. Yeah. Like, even when it's hot, it's damp.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually known people that have moved away because of mold issues. Like, they're allergic to the mold here, so they have to go somewhere drier. So
drier? Somewhere drier?
Somewhere drier. More drier? More drier. Much more drier. No, I said drier.
I think you said more.
I said somewhere drier.
Okay, anyway.
I've got much more gooder grammar, goddamn it. Leave me alone. So.
Well, my grandparents live near Lake Havasu.
Okay.
And
there's another set of grandparents
better.
I don't know about?
You've met them.
Your stepdad. Sorry, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting about them. Sorry.
Lake Havasu is one of the best places to do spring break. Yeah. When I was 18.
If you like that whole crowd thing.
When you're 18 years old and MTV's down there for their spring break. True. Yeah, it was probably with the best weeks of my life.
I just remember doing a lot of beer and getting laid a lot.
I have so many good stories from that trip.
I'm sure your wife's gonna be asking about all of them as soon as she listens to this podcast. She's like, so many good stories.
Yeah, she's heard most of them, but yeah, there's
no. She doesn't strike me as a type that cares about your past. So.
No,
not in that manner, anyways.
No.
So.
No, she likes to hear the stupid stories, as I call them. So dumb stuff that I've done over my,
kind of helps you to keep track of making sure your kid doesn't do the same thing.
Oh yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your daughter.
Well, Ariana, she's like we said, she just turned 3. She's, in my eyes, she's beautiful. She's perfect. We've had a few. What could be considered developmental issues that we're dealing with right now, but as far as I think she's perfect, and she's right where she needs to be. So
she's totally awesome. Yeah. I mean, no matter what, she's adorable, and even if there's a delay, she's not that far behind.
That's kind of where I've been at too. Yeah. My mom is a real big influence on, because she's been around 5 grandkids that have all developed at different paces, and she's kind of my voice of reason when I get other people kind of chiming in. And she she always tells me there's nothing wrong with her, and she'll do this when she wants to, which is my daughter being as stubborn and as independent as she is, and coming from 2 parents that are pretty much the exact same way, I was going to ask you
which one's the stubborn and independent one. It's both of you.
Yeah, it's
she's cursed.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Tempe's been in speech therapy since she was 3, because I knew there was something wrong with her speech.
Oh,
I saw the lights were all on, everything was fine, but couldn't understand a damn word she said.
Yeah.
And I could to an extent, but it was hard. Other people, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
And they say at 3, if you can't understand half of what they say, then there's probably a reason to go to see a specialist. Yeah. So we did. They're like, oh, we'll just get her in speech therapy. And now nobody can tell a difference at all.
Yeah.
Between, normal 4-year-old speech and her. But at the time, I felt like it was like a big stigma thing. Like, oh, she's in special education.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, really? That's not a big deal. Yeah. Like, it's better to have her get through it now than later anyway.
Exactly.
And we never told her it was special. It was school.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody not that long ago was like, well, you, it's not school. It's, you know, it's because you're slow.
Was that Ezra?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
I was going to go down there and bitch
slap in his sleep.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But.
So, who said that? You don't have to say names, but tell me, let me know who it is so I can go find them later. And
one of the kids at daycare.
Oh. Well, I can't really do much. Yeah. I'll smack his parents around.
He wasn't trying to be mean. He was trying to be kid honest. Like
one of those brutally honest kid things. Yeah. Yeah. Or,
so he was just trying to be specific instead of mean, but...
So it was an Ezra protege.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And she didn't care. She didn't care. She's like, no, it's my...
Well, as long as it wasn't an adult, then it's all good. But maybe I'll go smack that kid's parents around a little bit. So.
No, the kid needs more smacking than the parents, too, I think.
No, the way I look at it is, if you've got that kind of a problem with a kid, it's not because the kid needs to be smacked. It's because the parents need to be smacked for not doing their fucking job. So that's just me.
Jake says he had some problems with his speech when he was growing up, but yeah. I don't remember that.
No, I don't. Well, I guess he'd know more about it than we would. And he's welcome to call in if he wants to and talk about it.
Yeah.
503-609-0375.
All the hamburgers you ate.
The hamburgers.
Hamburgers. If you can't say your R's, it's hamburgers.
Oh, okay. Hamburger. Yep. Yeah. I know. I'm like, I didn't eat hamburgers today. I'm like, where was I for hamburger time?
Ezra will start making fun of Tempe for how she speaks or like try and correct it. And I'm like, dude, you still say that you eat a cheeseburger, okay? You're like, stop it.
Exactly. Stop it.
Yeah. So, and I remember... her birthday party we went to recently was the first time I really had a chance to hang out with her outside of like work events.
Yeah, we'd seen her at like the luncheons and stuff. But
and you, there's while she might not be speaking per se, she's has no problems communicating.
What she wants or what she
needs.
That's the way Tempe was.
Yeah,
and she's very intelligent. I mean, what was impressing the hell out of me was when she was trying to figure out how that damn bubble machine worked.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so she went in for the close up view. Like she's, it was like watching one of those birds that sits on a perch, and all of a sudden she's like flipping it upside down. I don't know how she bent that way.
Yeah,
she was there and she was like looking at the internal mechanisms and seeing that the bubbles pop out. And
oh,
what
he's reminding me. He couldn't say hot dog. He said hot dong.
Nice.
I remember now. Nice. I remember. I remember now. But at the time, I didn't know why it was funny.
Oh, but I mean, knowing your dad, he probably fucking had a heyday with that one.
Probably. I'm sure he'll chime in here a moment. Go.
Jake wants some more hot dog.
Yeah, that's something you could have fun with for a while. Right, exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
So do you like the black hot dog or the brown hot dog? Yeah. Do you like them long, small, juicy, not juicy?
I've got so many stories, but I won't say any of them.
Would you like a little mayonnaise on the tip of your hot dog?
You'd want mayonnaise on the tip of your hot dog.
You know, if I swung that way, I probably would enjoy some mayonnaise on the tip of my hot dog. It's just the way that it goes.
Yeah, it's the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own, right? You like mayonnaise on my hot dog, so it's all good. We've devolved into 12-year-old humor all over again.
Yes, we have.
Happens all the time.
Oh, my wife happens to be an expert at devolving into 12-year-old humor.
Well, then we'll have to have her on the podcast sometime soon.
Some of the shit that she says to me sometimes is just... I remember, and maybe it's just me thinking this is hilarious, but I was watching a show called Lock Up on like Netflix, and it was about prisons, and she came in and... She made some comment, and I go, yeah. I go, if I ever go to prison, I go, I'm going to find the biggest dude there. And I was going to say, I'm going to kick his ass. And my wife goes, she's like, you're going to rape him.
Show him what kind of man you really are.
You sure? And I could not stop laughing. I was like, I told her, that's the ultimate psychological warfare right there. Yeah. I'm like, I would set a precedent.
Making my bitch.
Yeah. Jake says I could tell a little different story, so I have to. I'm just drunk enough to tell it. Okay, so my brother,
yes,
listener of the show, says I can tell the story about the Little Dipper.
And I've heard the story before.
So we were at the beach. He was probably right around Ezra's age, maybe 8, 9, maybe 10, but probably more 8, 9. We'd been playing on the sand all day. And you know how you get, on the Oregon coast anyway, you get little dots from the sand bugs.
Yeah.
So he had little dots on his stomach. And we're sitting out under the stars, you know, on a balcony at the wherever we were staying at the beach. And he looks down at what he was looking down at was his chest. But it appeared he was looking down at his crotch. And he says, oh, look, it's the Little Dipper. Because he could see spots that were the shape of the constellation.
Yeah.
But my dad picked up on that he was looking at his crotch and calling it the Little Dipper. And he just reaches over and kind of pats him on the back and says, don't worry, it'll be the Big Dipper someday. And this poor kid has lived with that story ever since. So, sorry, Jake, but it's funny.
But now we just got to, we can sometimes have to ask Alyssa if the joke's on us. Yeah. Really, it did turn into the Big Dipper.
I don't want to know. I don't need to know.
There's a reason why he's always wearing pants and socks. Got to tuck it in somewhere.
You know, doesn't really wear shorts.
I've never seen him in shorts. And, you know, he was like in the trench coat, too. It's nice and
exactly.
Long.
See?
Yeah, helps hide the...
He says, why didn't I say Big Dipper? Why? I mean, it's the same shape. Oh. Why'd you say the Little Dipper instead of the Big Dipper?
Just along those same lines of tucking it in. So, I used to work graveyard shift at a warehouse in Arizona, and it was for one of the big Walgreens. It was a distribution center. I don't think I'm going to need to worry about name dropping them or anything. But
in worst case scenario, if they call me on it, I'll bleep it out and say, you know, Fred.
Yes, yeah. Walgreens, you're welcome to call us.
Well, I was working graveyard shift, and my friend was we both worked the same shift, and he nudges me and he's like, Zach, look over there. So I look, and there's one of the night supervisors driving a piece of equipment. He's wearing sweatpants and he has a raging boner. And it's just like, and I'm like, it's something. I mean, this happened over 10 years ago, and I still, to this day, it's just like seared into my brain. It was like, you couldn't have tucked that shit in, man.
That's awesome.
I love that. That's great.
So, having a kid who's got quote unquote disabilities or developmental problems,
yes,
whatever you want to label it as, however you want to classify it, do you find other people trying to readily shove down your throat what they think is the best solution for fixing the problem,
or why the problem exists,
or you know?
You know, we have my wife's had a really hard time with the gotten involved with the state's early intervention program, and I, you know, we both understand that they're both just, you know, trying to do their jobs, but just the, you know, kind of the way that they approach things, the way that they deliver information is just really needs to be kind of tweaked in the way that they do it, because, you know, there'd be times where my wife was just devastated after a meeting with them because, you know, oh, your daughter's should be doing this, should be doing that. It's like, you know, but really, should she be? Because, you know, kids develop at their own pace, you know?
I know, and I've always hated that. Like, who says? Like,
yeah.
Well, not to mention the fact there's ways of saying, you know, you know, on average, or like you said, there's nicer ways of saying it.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's different, to each their own. It's just one of those things that for the longest time, when I would say coat, I said tote. I didn't say the C word. Not that C word. I didn't say it with a C.
Yeah.
It was always just tote. And so finally in kindergarten, you know, we were talking about this with my, I guess my kindergarten teacher, it was my dad. My dad, we were going through it. So finally my dad, he's like, just come here. He takes a wooden spoon and he shoves it in my mouth. He's like, I say coat. And I couldn't make the tuh noise.
Yeah.
So it forced me to, and after that it corrected. And there wasn't anything wrong. Yeah. It was just training how to say it correctly.
Exactly.
And, you know, what's going on over there? You have a look on your face.
Well, somebody asked for the number to call in.
Okay, it's 503-609-0375.
Okay, I think that's what I put, but they said you didn't pick up.
Who's trying to call in?
Jake.
Yeah, it didn't ring over here on this end.
Okay, well.
So, we'll try.
I will tell him to try again. Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail.
So, it's 503-609-0375.
I gave him the right number.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Crazy as things are looking. I am a total lightweight. I'm so sorry.
But, and then, Mike, with my dad's uncle, there he goes. He's calling in now. All right, perfect. So, here we go. We'll get this going here in just a second.
We don't get call-ins so often. Oh, awesome. It makes me happy.
So, if we do this and this. Hello, are you there? Oh, there it goes.
Oh.
Hello?
Are we live?
We're live.
Hello. Hello.
Hey there, sexy man. How's your little dipper?
It's good. It's perfectly fine.
Awesome.
I just kind of wanted to weigh in on, you know, speech therapy and things like that. Mm-hmm. At the elementary school that I went to, I also had to take some special classes, so to speak. And as a kid, what I hated is how the teachers treated you dumber in that class. You know, while opposed to doing, you know, something constructive, some better learning, something like that, it became more of a, like, I remember one day we built birdhouses for no apparent reason, just because
you're not going to be able to talk, so we might as well teach you a skilled trade so you can be useful to society.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always hated being taught down to, I feel that's what a lot of teachers end up doing, because it's just easier to do, especially at North Plains growing up. There are some good teachers, but then there's some absolutely horrible ones. I know you guys have had your tribulations at that school as well.
So. Yes.
Well,
we
and
have.
No matter what your holdback was, like, it could be just like with Tempe, it was simply speech. Like, you could tell there was no other developmental delay, just she couldn't speak correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But she was still in a class with a whole bunch of kids who, that was not their only problem. Like, you know, it could have been more serious or something completely different. And with ESD, they've been really, really good about not treating anybody.
Yeah, that was pretty nice about that particular program, is they didn't treat them like there was anything wrong.
Right.
They just treated it like it was a class.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But I remember at that same school that Jake went to, I was in the talented and gifted program, which you could either, it could either be because you were really smart or because you had problems. Yeah. Like, it could be either one.
Yeah.
So my group, happened to be all because we were excelling. So we didn't have anyone that was behind. In Jake's group, there was a mix of both. But
the group I was in, I mean, suffering from CP and, you know, things like that, I have the worst handwriting known to man. It looks like it should be written in crayon. So, yeah, that's why I was
Tempe's
in that class.
Tempe's handwriting is better than yours. Let's face it.
Yeah, let's face it. Yeah. Hell, probably Trent's handwriting is better than mine at this point. So,
I didn't know about that.
Well, I've always claimed that if I could get a hold of a doctor's script pad, I could write some prescriptions, because I've got chicken scratch.
And yours looks like a teenage prissy girl compared to Jake's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It looks bad. I have a hard time reading it myself most of the time. That's why I type most things. Yep. But I just think that children necessarily don't need to be treated like children if they don't act like children.
Yeah.
That's my two cents.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. I called in. I'm all technologically advanced and shit.
Yeah, you can paw at a phone and push numbers and then hit send and go and make noises into the microphone. So.
Yep. Thank you, big boy. All right.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I'm going to continue listening. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Later.
Yay, we had a caller.
Yes, we did.
Makes me happy.
It's a very nice setup you guys have, just to let you know.
Well, thank you. Yeah. We're working on it. It's
every time I come home, there's more packages.
No, that hasn't happened.
How much did that one go?
That hasn't happened in at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, at least. Because you were sick.
It's been a while. Yeah. No, actually, we lucked out. The mixer is for my mom.
Okay.
The monitors are for my mom. I went and got the mics and some of the other stuff, but...
And we made these.
Yeah, little pop filters. That's a pantyhose and a couple bucks spent at a craft store.
Nice.
I'm a crafty bitch.
Yeah. He's crafty instead of she's crafty or whatever. Exactly. Hour of that show was.
So, But yeah, what I was saying before Jake called in was my dad's uncle, same thing, speech developed later for him. But this was happening back in the mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
And so they took him in because they were concerned about it, and they diagnosed him as retarded.
Yeah.
And so everybody started treating him as retarded.
Yeah.
Not a single fucking thing wrong with this guy, except for the fact that he has zero social skills now. He was babied all the way up to the point where his mother died. He lived with her. He still lives in the house that she, passed away in. Yeah. But if you talk to the guy, some of the stuff he can do, he's mentally, he's there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Socially, and he was retarded, but not because he was retarded, because they retarded him based on what the doctor said.
Exactly. So, through treatment.
It's nice to know now that they're not so quick to jump on the old dirt bandwagon like they used to.
But. Yeah. And like you say, everybody's different.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I find it crazy that they want to put you, this test says that you don't meet these limits. Yeah. And, like, even Tempe got essentially let go from her speech therapy because now she meets all the requirements.
Yeah.
I'm like, she could still benefit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But no, she meets all the requirements, so she's done.
Well, but we also kind of made a decision, too, that if she's meeting the requirements, we can understand her now. There's probably somebody else who could benefit more from that money.
So we still felt it was weird that they called
us. It was weird that they called us, but at the same time, we felt that, okay, if they're saying that, we can continue the rest ourselves and let somebody else benefit from the same thing we benefited from.
Exactly.
Instead of hogging, we're lucky enough to have it in the first place, don't be a don't bogart it kind of a thing.
And the thing with like my daughter too, she's always started crawling and walking and running at
really early age,
and it's just and she's always just done things the way she wants to do them, and she's got such a strong personality, and I think that's 90% of the problem is she's just going to do it when she's
ready.
Yeah. Damn ready to do it.
Well, I was saying at the party, she's just awesome. Yeah. She's so cute. Yeah. And like, she communicates just fine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we kept saying about Tempe.
So we understand what she wants. We can't understand what she says per se, but we know very clearly what she wants.
Exactly.
There's no problems there.
And Trent was really late to speech. Like we were, he was scary late to talk.
Yeah.
Like,
but now we can't
shut him up. And walk. He was really late to walk as well. Like, I'm like, everything is so different with you.
Yeah.
Like, why? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, everything happened at once. So.
And that's kind of what I feel like what's going to happen with Ariana. Yeah. She's just going to, all of a sudden, it's just going to, boom. Yep. And once she figures it out, it's just going to be,
Well, and I think part of what you're doing, too, is really good. It's like when you take her out to the Dizzy Castle place and that place at the mall by your place where she gets to interact with other children, that helps quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times it's just that social interaction that's there that helps draw them out of whatever they're going into.
Exactly.
Well, Trent didn't start talking until he started going to daycare.
Yeah. Exactly.
He didn't. He could communicate just fine without it. He did not need to speak because we knew what he wanted right away.
Exactly.
It wasn't until he was around other kids that he was like, oh, other kids talk. I can talk.
Yeah.
Well, and I think part of it, too, is he needed to be able to tell his daycare provider what he wanted. She couldn't understand his grunts and his, we understood.
We did baby sign language with both of them. So if an adult didn't know baby sign language, they were like, what the heck?
He'd be like, listen, bitch, I'm telling you, I want more ice cream. You fucking stand there staring at me. Yeah. The hell's your problem?
Jake asked how we feel about Common Core.
Common Core can suck your little dipper, man. Oh my god. Anytime
Do you want to know how to divide 3-digit numbers?
Well, anytime they tell you you have to add in order to subtract a number, that's Common Core Mathematics, the new way of teaching math.
It's
fucked up is what it is.
All right,
so like you take you've got what is it, 20 minus 12, right?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
It's 8.
Right? Yeah. Boom, done. Easy, right?
Exactly.
But no, with Common Core math, they want you to round up to the next quote-unquote whole number. It's like you take from 12 to 15, and then you take that's 3, and then there's all this stuff, and there's these additions you make first, and then for each number that you added, then you take the numbers that you added to each number, and then you add those numbers together, and then you do this other little thing, and then all of a sudden, boom, math, and then you come back down to this number of 8. Why don't you just teach them that 20 minus 12 is fucking 8?
Yeah.
And leave it at that. It's not that hard to do. I mean, so they've got that one, and then they've got the, their divisions all screwed. That was the other thing, is that when we were talking to Ezra about division, what was it he didn't understand? He didn't understand that there was some concept that we said it a certain way, he would just look at us like, huh? Yeah. And
when I taught him my way of doing long division.
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's not how you do it.
Well, no, but you call it division. He didn't realize that's what it meant.
Yeah.
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 Like, when you divide this by this, he's like, what do you mean divide by? I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I explained that multiplication and division are the same thing and opposite.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's not. Like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's like, you can check your work. Showing him how to check his work, like, you multiply this, now divide it. He's like, you can do that? Yes, you can do that, kid. And that's but that's Common Core math for you now.
Wow.
Dumbing it down to the lowest common denominator so that everybody can feel special.
My favorite Common Core thing, though, is a meme that got passed around. A parent writ on a fourth grader's math assignment, wrote a note back to the teacher saying, I don't know why.
Well, actually, it was funny because it was a word problem, and it was thing about, Johnny has this, blah, blah, blah. And then the response apparently was, I have it right here. Go ahead.
It's funny. Don't feel bad. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in electronics engineering with a included extensive study in differential equations and higher math applications, and even I can't do this problem.
Because of the way they lay it out.
That's awesome.
Oh, wait, and even I, let's see. It cut off, and now I had to click on the picture to
add a reload.
Even I cannot explain the Common Core mathematics approach, nor get the correct answer. In the real world, simplification is valued over a complication. Therefore, 427 minus 316 equals 111. The answer is solved in under 5 seconds. The process used is ridiculous and would result in termination if used. Because the question is something like, Jack used the number line below to solve 427 minus 316, find his error, and then write a letter to Jack telling him what he did right and what he should do to fix it.
How is that a math problem? Exactly.
Right, and the number line makes no sense. No. I mean, you're looking at it going,
But basically, what they're doing is they're taking it's looking at it, it's basically designed for people who are bad at math.
Yeah.
We're going to make these bigger numbers that are whole numbers that are easy for you to memorize. So if you jump ahead 14 steps, but it adds all this extra crap. So what it really does for people who understand math is it fucks with their head.
Yeah.
Because you're like, why am I adding to subtract?
Jake suggests this so that they can show their work, but...
Yeah, no. Here it is right here. So you have 32 minus 12, right?
Yeah.
Answer should be 20.
Yeah.
So the new way of doing it is 32 minus 12 is you take 12 and you add 3 to get to 15. You take 15, you add 5 to get to 20. You take 20, and you add 10 to get to 30. And then you take 30 to add 2 to get to 32. And those numbers you put in the middle, you add those numbers together, and that's how you get to your problem of 20. So 3 plus 5 plus 10 plus 2 equals 20.
Wow. Yeah. That is...
That's
how they're teaching... And it's true, but it's fucked up.
So that's how they're teaching kids to do math these days, is to take... You take your lowest number and you add it to get to the next one, and then you just keep going up to your next group of five or whatever you want to call it. And, well, it does work. And the one thing that somebody said is that it helps show number relations better, which I don't disagree with.
Oh, yeah.
But I should not have to show 15 steps for a two-step problem. Well, the other thing that's messed up about it, too, is that because almost all the mathematical problems now, like she was talking about, are presented in this word format.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember from school, but when I was in school, if you had a word problem in math, you were given 95% bullshit.
Yeah.
And the 5% was actually what you needed to solve the problem.
Exactly.
It was like, Sally was having her menstrual cycle on Tuesday, and she was really bitchy, and she slapped her little brother, Jimmy, and they went to school, and Jimmy was pissed off, blah, blah, blah. What's 12 minus 4?
Yeah.
That was your word problem.
Yeah.
You didn't need to know about the menstrual cycle or anything else. Yeah. All you needed to know is you had 12, and you want to take away 4 from it, and you would get that number of 8, and you'd be good to go. Trying to teach my son that, because now word problems are so integral.
Oh, yeah.
They're such a... He's like, well, I've got all this information. I need all this. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't need to know that Jimmy's having a bad day or that he shat his pants in recess that day.
Yeah.
All you need to know is he's got 12 candies and he gave away 3 and now he's got 9 left and that makes him a sad panda. Simple as that. You don't have to go anywhere else into it. There's nowhere else you have to fucking go with it.
Yeah, no.
There does not need to be any of this. Write a letter about his feelings or... Which kind of... And you and I might disagree a little bit on this. But that's where this whole, like, how do you feel? And how does that make you? Fuck feelings. Yeah. Math doesn't involve feeling.
It doesn't.
Math involves numbers.
Exactly.
And so all this
Neil deGrasse Tyson would be all over this.
I mean, but all this new shit about, we have to make sure that everybody feels okay. The fuck we do. It's like the Little Leagues. If your team loses You don't celebrate by ordering a pizza and fucking ice cream.
Yeah.
You look, dude, next time, maybe we'll get one up next time. You know, you didn't. You guys played hard. Oh, yeah. As long as you did your best, that's fine. But you don't get pizza for losing.
No.
Losing is still losing. Yeah. I mean, it's just, God damn it.
They have to learn that at some point.
Yeah, and it's not because I'm trying to, you know, raise these hardcore, you know, you got to be a man, kids, but it's just that if you go through life thinking that everything has to be equal and fair, you're going to have a rude fucking awakening when you actually are out in the real world on your own because there are those who are going to fuck you over and
but
you have to learn how to deal with it.
Yeah,
you do. I just found Colbert's Common Core takedown video.
If you want to shoot it to me, I can play it on the audio here.
I can try and send it to you.
Just email it to me or whatnot, and I can I'll pull it up here in a little bit. So, just let me know which one you're sending it to, so I know.
Which one do you?
The Justin Albrecht one. Send that one; it's easier. But yeah, so I'm just at a loss because I'm not. I hate math. I am not somebody who enjoys math.
Oh yeah.
But I am good at it. I get numbers. I get relations, and I can figure these things out, but you can ask her. I get so frustrated with these stupid fucking problems that I actually have to, like, send the kid out of the room for a little bit so I can sit there and rage quit in the garage.
On one of them, when he wasn't here, on one of his math problems, I said, I can't even figure this out. He's done. I never saw what came back from it, but I honestly did put, like, I can't, I don't understand why this answer is wrong, so I'm sorry.
There's no reason why it should be wrong, so just fucking, here's my answer, deal with it, move the fuck on.
I don't think she said anything back, so.
Yeah, and so we were starting to raise, and I'm all for, I'm trying to figure out how to say this without, and actually get my true intentions across. I think we're raising a generation, or we have been raising generations of pussified people now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But that does not mean that I don't think there should be sympathy or empathy or, you know, love for your fellow human being.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to understand that there's always going to be somebody better than you. I know somebody personally that I work with who is better at computers than I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could whine about that and go, oh, it sucks, man. You shouldn't be so good at those things. I should be able to be. Or I can go, you know what? This motherfucker knows what he's doing. I'm going to leech every last ounce of information out of him that I can.
Exactly.
From the stuff that I don't know.
Yeah.
And hope every once in a while I might be able to one-up him.
Oh, yeah.
And when I do, it's like, and I, you know, but.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But, you know, I take it as a learning experience. Not this, well, you should take me out for pizza and ice cream because it was really unfair if you didn't know that before I did.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so sad. So sad. So it's just it infuriates me. So this is Colbert talking about Common Core math.
It's that same exact problem we were just talking about.
Okay.
And I mean I didn't watch it obviously, but
oh, this should be funny. Let's
go ahead. If it's Colbert, it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, Colbert is fantastic. So we're gonna
Stewart, Colbert, and Oliver. I mean, let's face it.
Punch this I would seriously here. Vote for Jon Stewart if he ever decided to run
for office. Yeah, it would be fantastic.
John Oliver has a new show on HBO.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
And basically, it's funny because you're getting the Daily Show.
Yeah,
but he can cuss.
Yeah.
Oh, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
Because he has a podcast that's really popular, and if you haven't heard of it, that's really shocking. But it's called Daily Bugle or Bugle the Bugle.
The Bugle. Huh.
I think I have heard of the Bugle. Yeah.
Yeah. So really hilarious.
I'll have to check it out.
Kind of a spoofy news type thing. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and play this here, and then I'm going to pull the mics off for a
second. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much. Now, Nation, if you watch this show and you've been following the news and know what's going on in this nation, it is no secret that Barack Obama wants to indoctrinate our students with his socialist agenda. I've even heard disturbing rumors that...
I hate buffering.
Yeah, buffering.
Buffering. Buffering. Buffering. Buffering.
That's what happens when you got too much going on in your interconnection all at once. We'll pause that and let it load here a little bit, and hopefully it'll come back. It looks like he's taking a shit, though. That the look on his face is like, oh, God, it's stuck. It hurts. Oh, come on. Figures that we're going to have technical difficulties tonight. What's up?
Nothing.
You do like the old school.
I don't want to make a big deal about it. I don't want
to. Oh, you don't want to blow up the spot on Just say it. What's up? Who's Nothing. On there?
There's a new person, and I don't know who it is.
Okay.
So welcome, new person that's listening and commenting.
Yes. And maybe you can, if you want, you can call us 503-609-0375.
They ask if it's a show about buffering.
Currently, yes. Yes, it is.
For the all next about 30 seconds, the show is completely about buffering.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's right now, we're getting, it's buffering the shit out of us right now. So, oh, come on. I don't know.
Yeah, we could probably skip that.
Yeah, we'll have to let it go because it's not. But anyway, so Colin McCormack sucks. Let's just.
Oh yeah, just the little bit I've seen. It does not sound like it's that.
No, unless you like to, you know, do a lot of extra work.
Yeah, with him. Which I'm not about.
You work in warehouse work. It's like, you know, you've got a box full of 20 pieces and you pull out 5 pieces. How many pieces do you have left over?
I don't.
Well, first. Did a butterfly flap?
Let me spend the next Let me spend the next 10 minutes doing unnecessary work to figure the shit out.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Exactly.
So that's no good. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and back that out for right now, and we'll move on to the next thing.
So I want to hear about the toilet paper incident at work.
Okay.
I want to hear about this too.
All right. So living with me, you'll know that I harp on the kids very hard about something in the bathroom, which is don't leave the toilet paper roll empty. If you use the last square.
I have to say, our kids are really good about that. Tempe always tells me, it's empty. We need more.
Ezra's getting better, but he wasn't good about it at first. He would straight up, it was the Lord of the Flies as far as he was concerned. If he used the last square, it was on you if you didn't check before you set your ass down. But we've had issues with the company that comes in and quote unquote cleans our office, right? I'm not going to get into those issues because it would bring to light certain things that may incriminate me or other people. So I'm just going to let them be and just call them issues. But one of the things they tend to do is that, like, if they can't get to something or if something's not the way or it's supposed to be, instead of trying to figure out how to, like, overcome the problem, which is something I try to teach my kids, they just skip it and move on.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm at work right before I went home. This is, like, 2 days before I went home for the whole sick thing. Go to the bathroom, and I sit down, going to do my business. I do my business, go to clean up. There's no fucking toilet paper in the stall. And each stall has 2 rolls.
Yeah.
And they're both, there's like a quarter of a square on the one roll.
And I'm that's the worst. When there's just enough to almost give you hope.
Yeah, it's like, okay, if I finger my ass just so I might be able to slide some of it off there. But so then I'm like, kind of conundrum. I have my cell phone on me.
Yeah.
Do I call somebody? And say, hey, look, there's no toilet paper. Can you do me a solid? Like, bring me a roll in?
Yeah.
And if so, who do I call? Because the one person I know that has keys to the closet where the toilet paper is at, or actually, there's 2 people I know, and both of them are going to give me a ration of shit. One of them technically can't come into the bathroom because she's female. Yeah. That'll create a whole other
problem
within itself. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, all right. So I tuck my head down, and I look under into the other stall. There's toilet paper in the other stall.
But how do you reach it?
That was the whole key. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay. And I wait for a little bit. I'm like, okay, no one's coming in. I don't hear anybody talking out in the hallway. And so I had like a Mission Impossible, like dun, 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 like playing in my head, right? And I was like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? So finally, I was like, I pull my pants up high enough that I can kind of hide myself.
Yeah.
But it's not so high that I, accidentally get something dirty.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, fuck it. And I book and I haul ass over to the other stall. And I shut the stall lock. I'm like, good, I'm going to wipe my ass. Only to remember I hadn't flushed before I left. So I'm like, I can sit here and wipe and finish up and have somebody else walk into that and go, what the fuck?
What happened here?
Or what do I do? So that I had to run back over, flush it, and then run back again and shut the door into the. And so I finally. And I make the swap like 3 times. The first time I hit the flush button and run back out again, it didn't, you know how the handles are sometimes? Yeah. It doesn't always flush the toilet?
Yeah.
It didn't. It went, whoosh.
Yeah,
just and shut off. Yeah. So it just put a little water in the bowl, but didn't do much of anything else.
We have one toilet at work that always does that. It never fully flushes, like ever.
So I had to run back over again, hit it and make sure it actually went this time, then run back over again, clean up. And so then after that, I'm all of a sudden done. I wash my hands, leave the bathroom, head on out. And I'm like, okay, I've got to go talk to somebody in the office here who's got keys to the closet where these toilet paper's locked up. Another weird issue, but I'm not going to go into that. So I'm like, hey, look, the men's room's out of toilet paper. Can you let me in the closet so I can fill it up? And she just kind of looks at me. She goes, so how'd you find out about that? I'm like, do you really want to know? Because I'll tell you. I'm like, here's how it happened. I gave her the whole rundown. Yeah. She was just dying. She had tears rolling down her face. And I'm just like, you know, and I figure if somebody wanted to come in, if somebody happened to come in at that point and see my Sasquatch ass, sorry. But
yeah. Sorry, yeah, exactly.
But
sorry.
I was like, what the fuck? Okay, you're as a person who is a janitor, you didn't even leave a note.
Oh, yeah.
Like, didn't
yeah.
say, hey, like, call somebody. Like, hey, look, you know, I was doing this. I noticed there was no toilet paper in there. It might want, and I couldn't find it. It looks like you guys are out. So you might want to, you know, do something about
yeah,
this.
Get on it right away. Yeah, exactly.
No, it was just, you know, nope. Oh, shit. I can't do that. I'm going to move on now. And it's stuff that infuriates me. My kids do from time to time where they just get half-assed. Excuse me. Half-assed. It's like, well, that's a little too hard, or I couldn't find this one piece to it, so I just skipped that part. Like, no, you don't skip that part. If you need help, ask for help, yeah. or notify somebody who couldn't complete the job. But don't just skip it to skip it, you know? And that whole thing, the whole process took like maybe a minute and a half to figure out from the point of what the fuck do I do to I'm finally at the other stall and I'm wiping my ass and it's all good. Like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
But it was still just embarrassing as fuck because, you know, and I couldn't even imagine what you guys would do because you all share a stall at the end of that.
Yeah. And you have that one bathroom.
There's no way to get out of that bathroom without somebody. If you walk out of that bathroom naked, you're bare ass in the loading dock.
Yeah.
You're just like, hey, look, it's me. Woo!
Yeah, don't even get me started on like the some of the truck drivers that come in.
Oh, oh my God.
Do you mind if I use your bathroom? And I'm like, I don't want to be a dick. So I'm like, yeah go for it. But at the same
but
time,
I do
I'm
have
like,
to say it's please. Nice now that in the new building, the bathroom's not located in the office space. Because I think you guys got a little bit of enjoyment out of that when the truckers come in the booth. Can you use your bathroom? Oh, yeah, sure. It's in there. And we had a guy whose cubicle was literally 2 feet from the door.
Truckers eat bad food. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a total stereotype. But
it's true, though.
My dad, growing up, truck driver, still does. And he's not by any means a standard truck driver.
Yeah.
But I've spent time in a truck stop, rest area, bathrooms. They're not a particularly well nourished bunch, and that literally comes out in their breath. That's
that was no bueno. So, and I was flabbergasted. It goes back to this core thing that I work with my kids on is that you know what, don't fuck somebody else over just because you want to.
Yeah, or because it's easy for you.
It's easy for you to do, exactly. Or because you don't want to do the job, or because it seems too hard.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be a consequence to your actions. Yeah.
All right, so strangest bathroom habit of the kids.
Yes.
What's your opinion of the strangest bathroom habit?
Let's see here. I got a couple of them. Ezra leaving the door open.
That's what I was going to say.
And not turning the fan on. That's and what dropping I was going to say.
And he just doesn't understand that there could be a privacy thing.
Oh,
and maybe it's just he has no shame. That's totally legit and fine. But I like, especially... This sounds weird, but it's actually a noise issue for me because he oftentimes will leave the door open while the kids are asleep, after they've gone to bed. So it's loud.
Yeah.
I mean, the act of peeing into a toilet is loud. Oh, the act of brushing the teeth is loud. I'm like, shut the door. Have some common courtesy. Yeah. No. No. I told Justin nothing. He's allergic to shutting the door.
Yes. Well, there's that. And then there's also the... Tempe, when she's very proud of her poops. And I... Little backstory. I come from a family that on my side, there is no shame in your bowel movements.
Oh, yeah.
We all know, but my dad was always one of the types that just, you knew what it was, you knew that it happened. We shared a bathroom for the longest time. We had a house that had one bathroom, so there was times where somebody else would come out and they'd been in there for a while, and you're like, I'd have no choice. Hold my breath, get in there and hope for the best, right? And try to get out of it. But Tempe, she'll sit there and she'll go, and she'll be like, hey, daddy. Hey, mommy. Like, what? Come here. So you walk to the bathroom and she's like, here, do this. And she's trying to get you to smell what she's done. It's just like, oh, my word.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And then there's Trent who just wants to...
He doesn't want to go on the toilet.
Well, no, but he likes to pee in the bathtub. And he thinks it's hilarious if sometimes we'll bathe him and Tempe at the same time. And he thinks it's hilarious to pee in the tub when she's in there. She freaks out. And he's like, ah! And it's the funniest thing for him. And he just loves it, so... Yeah, I would say, but between Tempe and Ezra, between the door, the state being open, and there's been times I walk down the hall, look in the bathroom, and Ezra's grunt run out, like the veins bulging. I'm like, dude, just shut the fucking door. Turn the damn fan on. What the hell? Yeah. How hard is this?
I always ask him, like, did you know you were going to do that when you came in here? Because generally, you know, before you sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ariana likes to... be in the bathroom while I'm doing my business. Uh-huh. So it's like it's become a a team a team type deal. It's like,
well, that's actually, Ezra or Trent right now. Yeah. He wants to be with me.
Yeah. And actually, technically, it's not a bad thing because it shows the kid, and it's been proven scientifically. I'm not just like, you know, one of those guys is like, yeah, come in here, you can watch what I'm doing. But it has shown in the past, you know, been proven that if they can see you doing it, then they understand more about, okay, what's this going, is where it's supposed
that's
to
what
go.
I figure, too. It's not
But gonna... you also have to be careful with that because, like, if you're a guy and you're standing up to take a piss and you're not watching what the kid's doing, I actually know something that's happened to. as a friend of ours, somebody I work with, his daughter, she had a phone call from her husband all frantic. He's like, I pissed on head. What do I do? Because he was in there taking a leak and his kid waltzed in there and just was looking and stuck his head in the stream and got wet and was like, ah! And so he's all freaking out about it. That was pretty funny. But
that is funny.
So, I mean, it's just, but you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, you gotta teach your kids the right spot to do it. So,
yeah, that is true.
Toilet training's fun.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's
You're in the middle of it.
Yeah, we're doing it right now. It's been interesting.
With Tempe, we waited too long. Like, she was into it, and then we waited too long, and then she was like done.
Yeah,
and then we were trying to get her back to it. Yeah, it just took forever, but eventually.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think we kind of, like, she was into it, and then we backed off a little bit, and now we're back into it, and she's just now kind of starting to come back around to being.
You got to find the reward that's worth it, or they won't.
Exactly. Ugh. Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about.
Well, can we put a pin in it for just a second? I was just going to say, let's take a quick break. I'll put some music on here real fast. I need to use it in the facilities.
Oh, we were talking about shit, and now you have to.
No, it's not me. I've been drinking a little bit tonight. I need to go drink a lizard.
You?
So.
Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
Done. Two.
Me too. So, and Zach's well on his way as well, so.
All right, so a little break.
Yep, we're going to take a quick break here, guys, and then we'll be back at it here in a few minutes, and we will talk about whatever it is we want to bring up, and we'll continue on from there.
All right, so hold on, people who are listening. We'll be back.
Back in a few.
Your name on the stone wall. We made some babies, we made some messes too. Trying to do our best to push all of the blessings through. Half life gets spent behind the wheel, trying to claim innocent while I assemble my appeal. The blood and bones are pure as the tears. You could skip a stone and hit a full jury of my peers. But don't judge yet, just let the love get you wound up enough to beat the sound off the drum set. and point your voice at the void. Rejoice, make noise like you had the choice. It goes overflow, how much more can you hold? And still put faith first at the fork in the road. Search for the universal remote control while the words spill out of the hole in your soul. Now close your eyes and crack a smile if you know me while I spit into the sky, cause I miss the little homie. Disturb my peaceful smirk. Take everything that I bring with me. Make who I be now. Hear my family now.
Sorry, we probably had, if the people on the live stream probably noticed a strange glitch. Yeah, so if you were on the live stream and you noticed that it kind of echoed there for a second, that was me. My bad. I had a minor technical issue that I corrected, and it's not reverbing anymore, but that was all my fault. So yes, that was me.
We're back
at it, bitches. And no, we're no longer talking about shit. We're past that now. According, you know, to whoever it was bitching about that.
I don't know if they were.
No, I know. I'm giving a hard time, so it's all good. So, here we go. All right. So, what was it you wanted to talk about there, babe?
Anything on the list. Let's see. The candy thing.
Oh, the candy thing. Okay. What's your take on candy, Zach, as far as your child goes?
As far as that goes, my wife and I are pretty strict on her getting sugar and whatnot. We've she hasn't gotten a lot, so she hasn't been introduced to it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I eat a crap load of candy myself, so it's like
I'm a total candy junkie. Yeah. So
you're a hypocrite.
Yeah, exactly. And so she doesn't get that, get it very often. But then again, it's just been one of those things that we've been really kind of adamant about her not getting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I do have mixed feelings about it. I like I said, I love candy myself. So
yeah.
At some point, I'm going to have to sit down with her and have a conversation about, why are you eating candy, Daddy? And I don't get to have candy. So, that's going to be a bridge I'm going to have to cross at some point. Yeah. So it's just, it's kind of interesting.
Did you lose something over there, babe?
The
screen saver?
The
monitor?
No. The thing. The page.
Mm-hmm.
With the things.
Yes.
It glitched.
Oh, the chat page glitched? Okay. Got it. Cool. Well, the reason why I asked that is because I've noticed that there are two very different camps about candy. There are those that don't really care about it, and there are those that do. Our kids have had candy. We don't let them have a we don't give them a metric ass.
Oh,
time.
Yeah, exactly.
They try to get some, but we don't allow it.
Yeah.
But what I have found is, and this actually parlays into more than just candy, but candy, I heard this on the news or something like that. When somebody offers, hey, can I offer your kid a piece of candy? And you're like, well, no, I'd rather you not. No, thank you. And you kind of politely turn them down. And they're like, oh, come on. It's just one piece.
Oh, yeah.
Or what's going on? And it's like this whole, it's like you're back into this whole teenage peer pressure thing. And, well, what's the matter? You can't just handle one piece of candy.
Yeah.
Sugar going to fuck them up that bad. And
so, two things. Growing up, we weren't allowed in my house to have dairy of any kind.
Yeah.
My brother thanks Oprah for that, but
it was an Oprah thing, not a Mormon thing.
It wasn't a Mormon thing. Okay. It was a mom heard that milk was bad,
and Oprah is a god.
Yes, some people do take her.
I don't blame Oprah as much as like the whole naturopathic movement. Some naturopath told her not to have dairy, so she didn't anymore. And she did, and we didn't. Like.
That's funny. Yeah.
I'm gonna sit here.
I love you, cheese, Mom. Bitches. Please don't listen to the show. But she was pretty much hypocritical about the whole thing. Like, she had soda, we weren't allowed to have soda.
Yeah.
She had dairy, we weren't allowed to have dairy. when she married my stepdad, he didn't eat dairy because he was allergic. So
yeah,
it just compounded the whole thing.
This is my Gouda, bitch. Fuck away from my Swiss
cheese. Oh yeah, like we had anything that good. We had government cheese.
This is my government cheese. Yeah. You stay away from my Kraft slices. My American singles. You ain't going to get none.
And I won't even get into the soap-flavored macaroni and cheese that our babysitter used to make.
Soap-flavored? Like,
as in she never rinsed the pan out before she put the water in.
Oh, awesome.
And so the macaroni and cheese had bubbles.
A little hint of Dawn here and there. Never.
Bubbles.
Well, hey, you know what? At least you know that. I'm going to stop there because I almost delved this back into shit again. grease the old colon and everything just going to slide down right at that point.
Exactly.
We weren't allowed to have dairy. So, at school, we had to ask. And this is back before there were dietary restrictions in school.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had special apple juice instead of milk.
Now, what made the apple juice special? Did it come from like happy apples that were organically farmed?
Seriously, if you want to go down that road, you can go down that that road with that I know. Too.
We live in Portland. Yeah. I get it. The place where you can sit there and go, where did my chicken come from?
I know.
Did it die a happy death?
Anybody who doesn't live here, and if you watch Portlandia, it really isn't that far off.
It isn't. I've watched.
There are certain sections of Portland that are. That is the quintessential. I mean,
it's not the whole city.
No, but the parts that they're talking about, it hits a nail on the head. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to visit the farm where that chicken was raised, make sure that it was in, a good home and that it was well.
That it was treated with love and that it died of natural causes before I ate it type thing,
For me, I don't want a chicken that died of natural causes because that means it was like some pus-filled, old ass chicken that was like sickly. Yeah. I don't want to eat a sickly chicken. I want something that's prime, that's healthy, got big breasts. Yeah.
But I mean, just imagine a nice end of the season soccer pizza party for me and my brother. Imagine that.
Yeah. Which meant basically you got graham crackers and apple juice.
If that.
With
if
some salad. There's a salad bar.
Yeah.
It's only been sneezed in twice.
Like they were going to pay for a salad bar. no dairy in our house. And, looking back on it, probably wasn't that big of a deal, but as a kid, it was huge. And we had we had dual households. So at my dad's, we'd just go and like totally tear it up dairy wise.
I'm drinking some milk, bitches. Yeah.
And then we'd come back with like horrible diarrhea. And here we are on poop again. Yeah, because because if your body's not used to it and you have a whole bunch in 2 days, you're just totally fucked. Yeah. So whoops.
Yeah, take any of those classic movies where they're partying too hard and they're drinking beer, only put chocolate milk in its place. Woo! 2%. Fuck that skim shit. I'm living tonight.
Yeah, I'm living tonight. Yeah. Exactly.
But I also read an article today that was about, it was on a Whole30 paleo website about how this person had overheard a waitress at the next table over encouraging her diabetic table customers to order dessert when they said no, we can't due to diabetes and blah blah blah, and she still was like, but it's really great, it's really awesome.
Diabetes.
Shut up,
you gotta say it.
It's not diabetes, it's diabetes. It's diabetes.
If I have learned anything from Wilford Brimley, it's diabetes.
It's diabetes.
No, diabetes. You gotta, he has it, he should know. This guy, he lives that affliction on a daily basis. If anybody knows,
I will
about
not
it,
call it that.
It's diabetes.
At any rate, the waitress like was like a freaking drug pusher. Like, no, it's really great, and we're world famous for our cheesecake, and you should just have one slice this one time. And I was like, yeah, this is what it feels like when you have kids with that, and another parent's giving you any kind of advice. It's like, oh, but just this one time, and just try it this way, and just don't do it.
Yeah, yeah, just once, it won't hurt you.
Oh my God, really?
It's like at that point, if I was the person suffering from diabetes. I would drop my pants, grab my shot of insulin, but all right, let's do this, bitch.
Jake says his favorite treat is Oreos and milk.
Double stuffed, Jake?
Of course, double stuffed. He hasn't said that, but I'm speaking for him. Of course they're double stuffed. Have you tried the Rice Krispie Treat Oreos? Because you should.
The birthday cake ones?
The birthday cake ones are better than the Oreo ones.
Yeah, dude, fat kid at heart right here. I mean, if I let myself eat all the things I want to eat, I'd be a hell of a lot. I'd be back to where I was at the time of my divorce. You know, pushing 3 or 5 and just like,
I lost a lot of weight last year by working out. Yeah. And then I stopped working out and I gained back most, not all of it, but a fair chunk. He hasn't.
No, I've put back on about 15 pounds.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just saying. I have put some of the weight back on, so.
Diabetes.
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 Isn't there an auto-tune thing with the...
Yeah, there might be.
I'm sure there is.
If not, I should make one. All right, so... I had a thought, and it went...
Well, it's because I've been drinking. I can't hold it together.
Because
I'm
you've
sorry.
Been drinking, my thought went away.
Yes, I hold the thoughts.
I blame the diabetes.
I hold the thoughts. Yeah, well, at my current rate of candy consumption, and I'll be there soon.
Exactly. No, okay. Where was I?
See the train? Did you see the train derail? Yeah. I did.
It got back on for a second, then it came off. No, I'm a bearded dude. Like your beard. I tend, from what I'm told, I tend to have, I put off this aura of don't talk to me, don't, you know, just leave me the fuck alone, and I scare people.
Oh, yeah.
She's called me scary before. I've actually, one time, I had just freshly shaved my head, because I keep my hair short.
Yeah.
Completely bald, no facial hair whatsoever, except for like a little bit of a goatee and a soul patch. And this African-American guy had broke down in his truck, and it was like 12:30 at night.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, dude, that sucks where you're stuck at. I pull over, I'm like, can I help you out? And he just looks at me. No, I think we'll be fine. And I think, I'm like, come on, buddy. I said, you need a jump. Let me give you a jump start. He's like, okay. And he's kind of panicked. And then I'm like, not even thinking about it. I'm like, let me follow you home. Make sure you get there okay. Because I don't want you, if your truck dies again, I can give you another jump start. He's like, no, that would really be quite all right. I'm like, well, I want to make sure I've been here before. I've been broke down. Nobody helped me out. I'd like to put some good karma into the world, you know, that kind of thing. And he's like, all right. And then all of a sudden, right as before he's going to pull off from his neighborhood, he pulls off to the side of the street. He's like, I'm good now. I'm only like 2 blocks from home. We got this. Thanks. Peace out. I'm like, all right. And then I get home and I'm explaining, this is my ex now, but my wife at the time, I'm explaining to her. And she goes, have you looked in the mirror lately? You stopped at 12:30 at night to help a black man, and you're this big, white, bald-headed, just kind of like KKK-looking motherfucker. And I bring this up because I tend to scare kids sometimes. And there was something on the news recently where a guy, he was driving the road. He saw this girl that was riding a bike, and she dropped something, or it looked like she dropped something. So he grabbed it, picked it up, not even thinking about it. Just like, hey, honey, you know, excuse me, you know, miss, you dropped this. Would you like this? Here, let me give this to you. She went all, which is fine. She went all stranger danger on his ass. Like, no, strange. She's like freaked out, made all the noise the whole night.
Yeah.
Hauled ass back home, called the cops. Cops pulled the guy into jail, questioned him. Worked out that he really wasn't a bad dude.
Just trying to help out.
But yeah. Have you ever run into a situation like that where you see something going on, you're like, I really should stop this kid from, he's going to mangle his face if I don't step in here. Yeah. But if I know if I step in, I'm going to look like that, just that eeky motherfucker. And they're like, here, kitty.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a van out back with some candy in it.
But that sort of shit happened all the time. Yeah. It happened just one town over from us just a couple weeks ago. They were like, news alert, everybody know, please don't let your, inform your kids there's a guy trying to lure you in to help him search for his lost puppy.
That was a new one.
Wow.
Get in my car, help me find my dog.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hot dog? What are we talking about here?
You'd get in a car for a hot dog.
No, I'm just saying, that's what he was wanting, is you know,
yeah.
Help me find my hot dog here, little kid.
That's
so.
You've been accused on the chat of being high, I'm just telling.
Have I?
Yeah.
Nah.
I know.
By the unknown person.
By the unknown person who says they know me that I don't know.
Yeah, they're not willing to admit to who they are. You're going to call out accusations like that. You want to, you know, actually put a name behind it there. No, I'm not high. I'm a few bottles into it, so.
And we are parents, and we don't drink that often.
No, and I, like you and I were talking about before you guessed it, you know, before when we were talking about scheduling all this, who we are at work and who we are outside of work. Polar opposites.
Oh yeah, totally different. Yeah.
So you are pretty. I will say this. You are pretty low key at work.
Yeah.
Low key. Two yes. Separate words. Not yeah. Low key like you know the fucking yeah. God saying I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hot dong.
We're back to that again. Nice. This show's becoming a train wreck of just genitalia and little dippers and balls.
Well, our new friend is saying it's okay to get loose once in a while. So yes. This is our once in a while.
I'm yes. Saying. It is. So, you're actually a pretty, I don't know if I want to say open-minded. How about you put the words in my mouth? when it comes to your daughter, and I know you're, and when I say this, and if she listens, I want her to understand this is met with no
oh, yeah.
Harm whatsoever.
Yeah.
People would think that she's kind of out there.
Yeah.
She changed her name. The name she chose is not,
O-E.
Quote-unquote, normal.
Yeah, not normal.
She believes in like the spiritual healing stuff,
yeah.
The shamanic the crystals,
yeah.
Yada. Have you found problems with that in realms of your parenting, with people thinking like you're, you know, a horrible parent because you don't believe in, you know, the good and godly?
Oh yeah. Actually, I don't have to worry about them listening, but my in-laws have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they.
She was telling me a little bit about this at the birthday party.
I'm a very temperate person. I may not have been when I was younger, but as I become a parent and as I've gotten older, I haven't been as much of a hothead as I have in the past. But my father-in-law was able to get me from zero to wanting to beat the shit out of somebody in 2 seconds flat, just because, you know, when he started accusing my wife of being bad shit crazy, just because she...
This is her dad.
And, you know, what's funny is she changed her name because her dad is named Randy, and he's an alcoholic and drank a lot, so he named her Brandy. So that was if that's not enough motivation to change your name.
I'd be changing my name. Yeah. Even if I was like, you know, toothpick, I'd still be choosing a different name.
Seriously, you know, and it's just, you know, and she's, and yeah, we are, as far as a lot of what we believe and you know, how we approach things is much, much different than most other people. But, you know, as far as loving our daughter and making sure that she's getting taken care of, it's the same as any other parent, you know. So
I think that's what matters more than anything.
But it has been called into question just because.
Where do you differ? Do you, like, not do vaccinations?
Yeah, we haven't vaccinated her. You know, I've done a ton of research on it myself, and I form my own opinions about it. But on that same note, I mean, parents that do vaccinate their kids, I don't have a problem with them doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a conscious choice that I've made, and it's just not something I do. And it's, you know, people do, it has been called into question quite a bit that, you know, that we that we're not doing the right thing or whatever. And don't get me wrong. I mean, if there was a polio outbreak or some major disease, I would be, my daughter would be one of the first people
the,
in there
the,
to
the
get.
The funny thing I find out about that is, like, you get those that call you into question, and we have vaccinated our kids. Which, so we're on the other end of the spectrum. Yeah. So, and your choice, your kids.
But I thought about not.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but I weighed it just both ways. I'm like, you know what? Better safe than sorry.
But I fully understand the other end of it too. So totally, more power to you. Yeah. It's all good there. That's not okay. But then you get these Christian faith healers.
It's okay to not take my kid to the doctor for a year.
No, not there's you know, but, and that's the part that gets me is you get these people that are on either end of the spectrum, that freak out about the other ones. And they're all pointing fingers, but they're all doing the same shit. And I'm not bringing you into this.
Yeah, no.
Because while you're choosing not to do that, you're also not calling me a fucknut for for doing it.
Exactly.
So you're understanding of the fact that it was a conscious decision for you. It was a conscious decision for us.
Yeah.
We made this choice based off of what our situation was. You made your choice, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But there are those who are like, you know, no, you shouldn't vaccinate your kids. It's going to give them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The Jenny McCarthy's. Exactly. The ones that are like batshit fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. And are like over the top about it.
And then you've got the other ones. We've had like, what, at least four different cases in the last 3 to 4 years of these faith healers that, you know, no, I didn't take my kid to the doctor. We prayed for him.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's.
And I, coming from somebody who grew up in a you know, Christian background, Pentecostal, we believed in faith healing. When I got sick, my parents hauled my ass to the doctor because they understood that there's ways to take care of this shit. And I see it on both ends of the spectrum, and it's nice to see somebody. It's refreshing to see somebody who can make the decision you made and not look at me like I'm some asshole for doing it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't look at you like you're an asshole for not doing it.
Yeah.
It's all once and the same. Yeah. But there's plenty of them out there that are like, no, you know, you're a fucking horrible person. Oh, yeah. It's always so black and white. Yeah. And it's just like, no, it's not black and white. It really isn't. I mean, it infuriates me. And it goes back to that whole, that there are those people that say, the way I parent my kids is the only correct way. Going back to an episode a little while back with the lady in Utah that bought all the shirts of the quote-unquote scandalous girl on the front.
Oh, yeah.
So that nobody else could buy them.
Yeah.
So that, and then she's just going to return them later.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to raise a sexually repressed somebody who's
young mother, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, no, what you're going to end up with is a kid who's sexually repressed or who doesn't understand that the urge, it's going to self-hate themselves because these urges that they're having that are fucking natural biological urges.
Exactly.
Are evil in the eyes of the Almighty. Because that's the way you know, your religion and your beliefs say do it. I'm wrong for saying, you know what? This, what this actually is it's not so much an issue of it being a perverse thing. It's more or less it's an issue of, we need to teach our kids to respect women.
Exactly.
Better.
Exactly.
They are not objects.
No.
When I talk to my son about stuff like that, I'm like, look, you might think it's beautiful. You might find her pretty, but she is not something just strictly there for objectification.
Exactly.
Just because she's a nice body. And you brought up in a previous episode about that girl that was like wearing the pasties and the shorts, still not asking for it.
Yeah.
The whole rape thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Where, you know, if you dress certain ways, you're asking for rape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? So you're just going to excuse the male from all responsibility whatsoever?
Yeah.
No, you've got a penis, therefore you're just going to have these urges. We need to make sure that they don't encourage these urges.
Exactly.
No, keep that shit in your pants and or teach the guy how to whack off once in a while. Blow off a little steam. Yeah. Release a little pressure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, No.
Every once in a while, you just got to rub one out, you know? It's the way that it goes.
Well, you know, so. I was raised by... my mom and my dad were both, you know, I'll say they were pagans.
Okay.
You know, there's no religion in our house whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad is about the biggest earth worshiper I've ever met in my life. And, you know, a lot of that translated, and I've carried along, you know, a lot of it as my own beliefs.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a teenager, I had to go live with my grandparents for a while, and they were both, you know, extremely religious households. So, and mm-hmm. I was shamed for, you know, pleasuring myself, any of that stuff. And it's just, you can't do that to kids. You have to have an open dialogue with them. You have to talk to them. You have to show them the right way.
Well, you know? And even growing up, I was grew up Mormon at my mom's. When I went to my dad's, there was just nothing. Yeah. You know, he was raised Christian, but there was nothing. We didn't go to church. And then I was like, ooh, I think I'll experiment with all these other religions. And I tried the whole Wiccan thing, and tried all this stuff. And at my dad's house, I was never shamed for anything, but at my mom's, serious shame.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that's like a cornerstone of that religion, shame and guilt.
It is. It
with
really,
Mormonism, you got to have a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. Yeah. Otherwise, you're doing something wrong.
Like shaming on a level that I can't even.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just like, what? to just the next level. And one thing I guaranteed myself when I was at it, like, I will never treat my children like this thing that everybody does is a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's a thing that everybody does. Yes,
everybody does.
Well, and it goes back to that whole when you do those things and you repress, you don't have to advocate. Like if you want to say from a biblical perspective or from a belief perspective, masturbation is wrong because you should really be saving it for this, whatever. You can kind of say those things, but at the same time, educate the person. So okay, you don't want them yanking it. That's fine. But that doesn't make it okay to go out and, you know, rape people or do these other things. Or it just creates this whole weird psyche. And I say this from experience, coming from, we had this one youth group session where they said, you know, if you've got any questions you don't want to ask in person or you're too embarrassed to ask out loud, write on a slip of paper, turn it in. And I'm just like, so, okay, what's with masturbation? What's the big deal? You know, but... Okay, and I didn't say it in these words. Basically, my question was, if a dude wants to rub one out once in a while and it helps relieve pressure, what the
fuck? And isn't that better than going out and having, quote-unquote, premarital sex, which is really bad?
Yeah.
And basically, they brought up this verse about, you know, it's if a man should spill his seed onto the ground, it's far worse than, you know... than actually doing this. It was far worse to yank it and into a sock or a Kleenex than it was to actually, you know...
It would be better. Accidentally make a baby with a teenage girl.
It would have been better off to go hump a girl and say, I'm very sorry, but I, you know, I did this. Then it would have been. And so it was just this whole thing. It was like, but explain to me why. And they kind of like were all like very uptight about it. Didn't really have any way to say it. And so, you know, my parents, they were never shied away from the subject.
Yeah.
And they would answer any questions I had. But there was always kind of that stilt to it of, you know, well, you really shouldn't do that. And I can remember one time, I think my mom kind of overheard me, you know, doing my thing. And she's like, I really don't understand.
Looking forward to these years.
Exactly. Yeah. And I remember the conversation very clearly. It was along the lines of, I don't understand the draw there, why you do it. You might want to talk to your father about that. And I really didn't. Yeah. I'm like, no, I know why I do this. It feels pretty good. You know, you know what? I'm not getting anything right now. I'm 14 and I'm not, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The playing field for a 14-year-old male is a little thin.
Yeah, yeah. A little different.
Yeah. So, but it's just like you give.
And not to sound like a total feminist for a minute, but girls have it even worse because it's not even normal for girls. Like,
I agree.
Like boys, like there's a wink and a nod, like, oh yeah, that's totally normal. Don't worry about it. But girls are like, oh, you don't need to do that. Yeah, like,
you're considered a slut or a whore. Or, you know,
why would you need to pleasure yourself? Yeah. Because that's only for baby making. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's just it is a little worse.
No, in some respects. I don't disagree with that. But it goes back to this. Do we not understand that what we're doing to our kids by trying to have this black and white view based on a belief system that was designed by a man or a group of men that were, this is like happened to like, you know, way back fucking when, is it, you know, as my son would say, the olden days.
Yeah. All right.
Which he thinks was 1960.
No. The olden days was when I was little. He asked me one time, if they had like headphones or something like that in the olden days. I'm like, the olden days? Like, yeah, when you were a kid, I almost knocked him on his ass. That's funny. But, you know, this... So
that's okay. He was folding towels the other day. He's like, hey, is this a fat lady towel? Because all my towels come up here. Like, I'm a
woman. Well, you call
woman,
them those.
Woman, I know, which is why he did not get in trouble. Yeah, just to be clear, not I did not even say a word. I'm like, no, it's not. That's all I said. I'm a woman of larger carriage, and I like a towel that goes all the way around me. So those ones come upstairs. Yeah. And he's like... He couldn't remember if the towel he was folding was one of mine or one of the general use towels. He's like, hey, is this a fat lady towel? I'm like, no, it goes downstairs.
But, I mean, so I don't like it when there's, you know, we kind of went off track there for a second. No, I'm saying I went off track. But when it comes down to that whole mentality causes you to go, okay, you know what? You didn't vaccinate your kid.
Yeah.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You should rot in hell, and we should take your kid away from you.
Yeah.
Not looking at the fact
to take your kid away from you is the worst part. Like,
very,
what?
You are extremely loving and caring parents. I was only there for a couple hours at your place, but I could totally tell that child wants for nothing, needs for nothing, and is loved way more than most kids are. Way more than a lot of kids in these Christian households or these Catholic households or these other households are that are, you know, God damn it, if you're not going to adhere to my way, and it's very, you know, you know, you fucking faggot, and blah, 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 this and that, the other thing, and don't you be a homosexual, and those, you know.
I got a little scared. I painted Trent's fingernails last night, because Tempe was getting hers done, and he wanted his done. And we went to his parents for a Sunday brunch for a belated Easter thing, and is his nails painted? I'm like... Yes, they are. And then he's like, yep, his sister was getting them done. He wanted them done. They were done.
and my parents...
No, they weren't. Yeah, they weren't mean about it by any stretch. But every now and then you're like, oh, crap. Oh like, God, who's like, going to say what?
Yeah. No, so, and, you know, it infuriates me because, you know, and you and I talked about your father-in-law, some of the crap he had pulled about wanting to call CPS and you guys because she wasn't, quote-unquote, developmental. You
know? Yeah.
Developmenting. That was
the beer talking.
Yes. Yeah. She was not where she should be developmentally.
Quote unquote.
But I've seen
which is
you,
the worst reason to call CPS.
Unless when I left you just started like meleeing the poor kid and like throwing her against the walls one which I don't think you did. There's nothing wrong with what's going on there. Yeah. She's a rambunctious, very stubborn, very independent. I picked up on all those things that you said tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just by watching her. Yeah. She's very curious, but everything is on
her terms.
Her terms and her time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry when she hits about 14, 15.
Yeah,
you are going to lose your hair
or
go gray or have a heart attack or all of the above. Because she's going to put you through a world of hurt.
Yep, yep.
But
that's okay. Tempe really liked her. I'm not sure there won't be some team building over there. Exactly.
So
we joke, my niece and Tempe are only a year apart and she's a year older. And we worry about what that's going to bring. So.
if my sister was around with her three kids, I can only imagine. You talk about polar opposites. My sister and I are she feeds
same thing with us. I mean, as far as we are and we aren't, if that makes any sense. So sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's just it's funny that a lot of core issues between my sister and I are real similar, but as far as raising kids go, it's like, yeah, totally different. I mean, she pumps them full of Mountain Dew, punk sugar.
Sorry, there was a lot of judgment in that syllable.
No, don't worry.
As soon as he said that, I flashed back to his wife going, no fucking Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Coke, I don't care. Mountain Dew, she's like, I was waiting for like levitate, spit pea soup.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
She doesn't like Mountain Dew. I get this.
Well, and I mean, I have to agree. Like, I'm a horrible soda drinker.
Oh, I am too.
I'm a horrible soda drinker, and I won't touch Mountain Dew with a 10-foot pole.
It's a chemical shitstorm.
I've got a mean Dr. Pepper addiction, but I will not go anywhere. Mountain Dew. It's just one thing I will not do.
My mom drinks diet Mountain Dew. Like, and that's like taking chemical shitstorm and adding another.
Adding some nuclear to it.
Exactly.
But yeah, and so. you guys aren't bad parents. I mean, and I'm going to say that straight up, just having, you know, seen you and met you guys, that kid is very well loved. So anybody that judges you or says otherwise can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, and that's the way I felt.
That's the way you should feel. But also on the flip side of it, we live in a society now where there's a lot of people that expect others to raise their kids for them.
Yeah.
In fact, I was at Disney Castle, you know, on your recommendation.
Yeah.
We went at the wrong fucking time of the day. Learning from you, go when they open.
Yeah.
Shit's good.
Yeah.
We go like 1:30.
Oh, yeah. We've been there a few times at that time.
It's a god-awful thing.
Oh, my God.
But I'm with my 2-year-old kid. I'm helping him up that section where it's like the nets of the holes that you have to climb up to get to the top.
Yeah.
To get to the little air cannons that shoot the balls at the kids.
Yeah.
So I'm helping him up, and I'm barely fitting through these damn holes. I'm like fat man in a little hole, sweeping my way up there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden this kid comes flying from the side here. He's like, you need to move. And this is like the fifth kid that had like bumped into me or something, and I fucking lost my shit. I'm like, no, you need to fuck yourself. Not even thinking about it at first. I'm like, you can hold the fuck on. My kid's right there, and you are not going to run over his ass. Yeah. So you can just wait. If you got a problem with that, go get your dad. I'd be happy to fucking talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And this poor kid's just sitting there staring at me. And I was like, and then I'm like, that's okay, Trent, take your time. And I made sure Trent knew he could go really slow. Yeah. And so we just kind of slithered our way.
Oh, man, but the kids loved that place. Like,
oh, yeah, they did. But it was a
bad... We were only there for like 2 hours because, of course, we went on a busy day, totally packed. Oh. The ball shooters weren't functioning properly. Yeah. Like, everything was wrong.
Yeah.
But you want to see some Lord of the Flies bullshit?
Go
in there right after lunch and watch the kids trying to get those little foam balls that they can put in the shooters.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's some, it's like gladiator style shit. Yeah. And there's like, you know, Tempe, and I was proud of my girl. She got in there, and then this warrior cry, and I dove in, and it was like, you know, fucking shoving people over and flipping a lot over and grabbing, you know, these handfuls of these foam balls.
No joke, she fucking lost a tooth.
Yeah, she actually broke her tooth in the melee.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So. Oh, my God. No, she had I don't even know what they're called.
Veneer
type things put on her front teeth. Yeah. She had something called baby bottle syndrome, which she didn't get from baby bottle. She actually got from breast milk.
Who knew?
I said breast milk.
Call back from the podcast. Okay, sorry.
Sorry. So she had baby bottle syndrome where the front of her teeth had kind of gotten bad. So they put a little veneer over the fronts. She lost that day. She bumped into something, hit something, whatever.
Off,
so. But she brings it to me. She's like, my tooth came out here.
She's like, here, take this. I got shit to do.
Yeah, it goes off and runs again.
She didn't even care. Yeah. She did not even care. She was way too concerned. Those foam ball shooter things are the draw, apparently.
Yeah. We'll go there. And my daughter loves going down the big slide.
Right.
And there's been, I don't know how many times I've been in there and I've had to yell at some kid because they're standing at the bottom throwing balls at kids that are coming down there. And I told one kid he wouldn't listen to me.
Yeah.
And I finally grabbed a handful of balls when he came down and he was standing there throwing. And I go, hey, I go, if you go back up that slide, I go, guess who's going to be waiting for you down here at the bottom? And he just looked at me.
Oh, you kid.
And I had a handful of, you know, I had a handful of those foam balls in my hand. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he walked out of the, I don't know if he went and told his parents, which at that point I didn't care.
Yeah. Because
he was throwing
balls
at my 2.5-year-old kid. It was like, you know, no, we're not going to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. The only experiences that I had were fairly positive, but there was one person in particular who had a kid walking around in a t-shirt and a diaper.
No, it was t-shirt, diaper, and one sock.
One sock.
And this kid was younger than Trent.
Yeah.
And she was letting him go everywhere.
Yeah, by himself completely.
Not just the toddler area.
He was just a lone wanderer through the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I know.
And he got knocked. I watched him get knocked down like 4 separate occasions. Yeah. She's like, just get back up. Shake it off. I'm like, bitch, you ever get nailed? You know, let's have Shaq come in here and knock your ass to see how you feel.
Seriously.
You know, God.
Every now and then you look at another parent, you're like, I hate to be judgmental, but I think you're doing something wrong here. Yeah. I mean,
this
is not how a normal person would behave. Like the last time we were on, talking about the lady letting her kids duke out in the and the potty chair in the rental of the restaurant. Like, that's just not a normal parental thing. You should probably call somebody on that.
Oh, I did see the pictures of the... That's... Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to say. Yeah.
Like, you have to...
Well, it was especially gross for me after watching that Mythbusters episode where they prove that when you, like, flush the toilet, a fecal spray enters the air. Yeah. So you should always close the toilet at first. Otherwise, when you brush your teeth later, you got somebody's doo-doo all over your mouth. And so, ugh. I mean, to have some kid just like, you know, hunkering down and getting one out in the middle of the restaurant.
We had another viewer for like
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Well, it's been all the poop talk.
They hung out for a second and then they left.
Yeah, it was probably the poop talk. Oh, yeah.
I could tell you some good poop stories about being a manager at McDonald's. Like, oh my God, so many of them. It
was now,
I'm probably one of those stories because if I have something really awful to do, I'm going to a McDonald's.
Pop quiz. What's worse to do? Clean up the men's restroom or the women's?
Oh, well, women's hands down.
Fuck yeah. Horrible. It's like, I swear to God, it's like
an we save all that for the McDonald's restroom.
Well, not even that. I swear to God, there's some of them that think it's like an Olympic event. Like the dismount, it gives them extra points. I mean, the IHOP I worked at, I was told to go clean the restrooms at closing time.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I go in there, get the men's restroom all cleaned up. No big deal. There's some pee splatter. It happens, you know, the urinal, blah, blah, blah. Clean it up. No big deal. Walking in the women's restroom, I'm like, the fuck is that smell? All right, so okay, maybe somebody just did something. I'll open the door, let it air out a little bit. I'll start mopping the floor, get the first stall cleaned out, open the handicap stall.
And it was like that scene. And women save it for the handicap stall. I'm telling you.
But it was like that scene from Dogma, where that like the shit monster. Yeah. I mean, it was. And I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And I slammed the door shut. And I walk back out and I go up my manager. I'm like, no. You get a janitorial company, you call somebody. Oh, yeah. You know, maybe
do you
EPA.
Guys know about the poop standoff that women will do? Does that happen in men's rooms? Like, if there's two men in a, will they wait for the other one to poop?
I think that's really more of a, it's an individual preference. Okay. Like, I would rather be alone and not have somebody hear what I'm going to do. But if somebody else is in there and I've got to go, I'm not going to sit there and sweat it out and hold it until they leave. I'm just going to, I'll do what I got to do.
Well, women have a first come, first serve kind of thing. If there's a lady in a stall, don't go into a stall.
We have similar things, but with urinals.
Oh.
If there's four urinals and somebody, first off, you know,
there's a spacer.
Well, the dick move is if there's only three urinals and you step and they're empty and you go to the middle one, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody want to be sitting next to somebody else, you know, with your dick in your hand, taking a piss. Well, they got, you know, so one person should go to the end, one person should go to the other, and there should be the buffer of the middle urinal between the two of you.
I agree.
Then there's just ones that are just like a happy go, like, I'm just come up here and slide on into this one. The exceptions are like sporting events where you have no choice, but you've got like a very minute amount of time. And you just got to go. And it's always those where they don't have the dividers or anything. And then you walk in, there's always either a little kid or some old man with their pants around their ankles and their ass just hanging out.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, man, I don't need to be seen. I just want to, fuck, I'll come back later.
Yep, yep.
I'll find a beer bottle to piss in. I'll piss in that, you know. But so, I'm teaching the boys etiquette about, you know, don't talk to me. Yeah, I don't want to have a conversation. We have somebody at work that likes to follow you into the bathroom, and they'll have a chat with you.
Yeah.
So I was looking at this order you entered in the system, blah, 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 and I was going to place the PO with the vendor, but it looked like,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Seriously? Yeah. I'm taking a piss right now?
Yeah.
Like, just 30 seconds.
Yeah.
30
yeah.
seconds, I'll shake it off, wash my hands, let's move the fuck on.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk to me. Yeah. And he'll have the door, like, propped open. Oh, yeah. So if a girl walked by... That's a whole other load of problems that could be sitting there. I'm sitting there like, oh, hey, how's it going? I'm
if it's this. Who I think it
oh, you know, it is. It's somebody you guys tend to have a beef with out in the warehouse.
Well, and most women won't talk while they're, like, even if you walk in with your best friend, you stop talking while you're, and then you come out.
And you start talking again.
And you start talking again. But there's one lady at my work that will just keep talking the whole time.
See, with dudes, there is no talking.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Well, there should be.
Should be no talking.
As soon as you walk in there, it should be silent. You should do what you got to do. Wash your hands. As soon as your dick is no longer in your hand, then it's okay to start talking again. Yeah. But at any point in time, if I'm holding my junk or you're holding your junk, there shouldn't be any of this, like, you know, making eye contact or any of that crap. There.
It's been an insight that I just had.
Yeah. No, there's a whole etiquette to male restrooms.
Yeah. Well, so, much like female restrooms, and I'm sure it's just slightly different.
And then there's the, but either way, female restrooms are still worse. So, that thing happened. I tell the janitor, the boss, you're a janitor company in here. He's like, you need to go clean it. I'm like, you need to go fuck yourself. And he's like, well, it can't be that bad. I'm like, you go in there. If you're willing to get on your hands and knees and scrub that shit, literally, then he goes there. He goes, oh, my, holy shit. Oh, I'm calling somebody. And he walks out. There was shit everywhere except in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walls, floor.
Everywhere.
But not in the toilet itself. Bowl was pristine.
Okay. I'm just drunk enough to call her out. My mom would have conversations, full on long conversations on the phone while she was taking her business.
No.
And Justin makes fun of me because I go in for quite a while. If I need to take my time, I'll take my time. My mom, she used to full on just camp out. I mean, she actually called it that. Camp out.
Well, see, the reason, part of my problem is growing up for quite a while, we only had a bathroom.
Yeah, we always had, okay, I grew up in a double wide, but we had two.
No, we always had, for the longest time, we always had a bathroom. You were an asshole if you went in there and you jeopardized, you know, you took a long time.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where somebody's knocking, like, dude, seriously, I'm going to.
I remember serious family meetings that were held while she
was in the toilet. My dad did the same thing. but that's, you know, once again, back to that whole single toilet thing. It was very much like that Friday movie. Boy, I smelled your shit for 25 years. You can smell it for 2 minutes. Get in here and talk to me. Yeah. I don't want to.
No. Yeah, no. No, I don't want to. No, I don't want to.
Don't want any piece of this, but. Yeah, no, so that's why, you know, I get in there, I do my business, I get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I've slowed down a little bit since the smartphone age, so I'll look at Facebook or whatnot way, because technically that's my time, it's not company time.
So
I happen to look at Facebook while I'm taking a crap, and it's all said, you know, it's all good.
I know, I hate to admit this, but, like, if during the workday anything that gets posted up on Facebook, there's a good chance that it was posted.
No, I know. You're not admitting anything. Yeah. I know as well as I do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you and I probably had conversations via Facebook while doing it in opposite ends of the building. Exactly. But that's still okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not looking me in my eye.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not like, you know, and staring me down while we're doing this whole thing. So
I check my Facebook, but I very rarely post
while I'm. You know, my bathroom break is usually when I catch up on Facebook posting during the week, or, you know, There's two times of the day at work that I'll catch up on the Facebook. It's the bathroom break, or it's my actual break that I normally don't ever take. So if you see me, you know, depending on the time of day, it can be one or the other. Just, you know,
it's a mystery. You'll never know.
You know, maybe pop quiz. You guys can figure out which time of the day it is. And I'm out, you know, it's just pooping night. You know?
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Do we want to talk about the milkshake segment? It is getting a little late.
It is getting a little late, but yes, we're going to introduce a new segment. So we'd actually like some viewer participation with this.
Yes.
We're going to call it Her Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. And basically what it comes down to is everybody's seen those horrible photos of these women out there that are
trained doing selfies with doing toddlers selfies in the background.
Or trying to look sexy or on the stripper pole. And there's like a 2-year-old there, you know, sucking on a bottle or, you know, picking its nose in the background.
Did you see the one about a guy that posted a picture of his wife? Like, okay, clearly this is a photo that a woman took for her husband to be private because it's like her bra and panties in front of a mirror. He posted on Facebook talking about how hot his wife was and how awesome it was that she was a mom. And
the kids in the background.
And the kid, no. The kids are grown up enough to have Facebook pages. And they're like, Dad, take this off Facebook. My friends can see this.
Stop. Oh, that's fantastic.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, no, I haven't seen that one. But no, so what we'd like is we're going to keep an eye out for him whenever we see him. We'll have, you know, we'll look at him. And then we'll also post him into the episode comments when we do it. But we'd also like to have user submissions too. So if you happen to find one, send us the link to grounded@badparentingpodcast.com, or, you know, go to our Facebook page and leave a comment there, or, you know, link to it there. But we are going to start introducing this new segment of Her Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. These people that just, it's like, you know, really, you did that with your kid present? How fucked up is you know?
Yeah.
Song stuck in my head now.
Which one? Oh, the milkshake one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, last but not least, before we go here real quick, I want to get your input on this, Zach. Granted, it's still kind of early, and with her not talking yet, it may or may not fully take place, but what's your viewpoint on explaining yourself to your child as far as if you tell her to do something?
I still, even though, you know, she may not be vocal with me, I still explain so much to her. You know, when I'm telling her to do something or asking her to do something, I'm all, you know, I always kind of give her a breakdown as, you know, this is why I'm asking you to do this, or mm-hmm. this is why I need you to do this for me. And, you know, and I really do think that kid's hearing everything I have to say. She just hasn't figured out how to say it back to me yet. So, but I, you know, I think explaining to your kids is something you need to do as parents, you know?
Yeah.
Just not a, you know, I need you to do this. Boom. That's it.
That's one of the things I really like. I mean, I can bag on my mom all I want, but she was generally really good about explaining why anything was going on, yeah, or you know what was required of me and yeah, why. And that's something I always really appreciated. And so I try and do that with the kids as much as possible, but also instill them the concept that if I'm asking you to do it, you should trust that I know why and you need to do it immediately. There's like those things that happen in an emergent situation where you're like, you have to do this now. I can't explain it to you. You just have to do it. You
have to do it.
But if you've always explained it to them, then they generally trust you enough.
Yeah.
And see, I was raised both ways.
Military.
But it was. My dad had no qualms explaining himself to you. And he would, normally he would. But something I learned, and I'm trying to get my kids to learn this, is they're, you've got to be able to read somebody's body language, yes, or how they're reacting.
Yeah.
Because if I'm seem frantic or panicked or maybe just a little, like, I'm, like, wound up a bit and I'm like, dude, just seriously, go do this. The last thing you need to be doing is asking me a fucking question as to why.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll explain it to you later. Yeah. But right now I'm trying to keep your, you know, sister from killing herself this from happening or whatever. Let's save the chit chat for later. Yeah. You know, we're going to do this now. So I'm all for explaining, but you know, I like to get input on this because I'm all for explaining myself to my kids, and I will. But there are certain situations where I'm like, I'm not going to explain myself.
Yeah.
You're just going to do this. When we're done and we're past this point and everybody's safe,
talk about it.
Then we can chat about it.
Exactly.
So I was just, you know, it's kind of nice to get input to see what other people think.
Yeah, like my daughter's reaching, like Sam cooking dinner or something, and she's reaching for something on the stove. It's like, you need to stop that right now. Yeah. And so I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, you know, oh, don't touch it, honey, because it's hot. It's like, you know, you say no,
and you say it in such a direct, they're like, oh, I better listen.
Yeah.
And then you're like, honey, that is hot. Yeah. That's why I said no.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Even like as a kid, I actually remember this, and this sounds really ridiculous and new agey, but I was really young. I was probably only 18 months old. It was before my mom got pregnant with my brother.
Uh-huh.
But I remember getting spanked for touching the wood stove. And it's one of the few times I remember any kind of corporal punishment in my household. Mm-hmm. And I actually physically remember her saying, I said no because it's so hot and it would burn you. And look, you burned yourself and now I have to punish you. Yeah. Like the whole explanation process, I remember so vividly. Yeah. Like, and I probably shouldn't. 18 months is pretty young. Yeah. But I very vividly remember the whole concept.
All right. So last but not least, we need the creative cuss word of the week.
Oh, I'm just drunk enough to find all of this enjoyable.
Yes, yes. Something else, if you haven't looked into it yet, Zach, while we're waiting for the creative cuss word, Cards Against Humanity. Yeah, look it up on Amazon. Okay. It's like $25. Listeners, go ahead and get it. It's hilarious. Basically, it's this, you know, you have these two different types of cards, and each group gets a set of white cards, or each person gets a set of white cards, and then you draw these black cards from the deck, or it might be the other way around. Either way, you get the point. And so, like, the card will have a situation or a saying or something on it, and then you've got to take one of your cards from your deck and try to come up with the funniest, you know, continuation on it.
Yeah.
It's almost like the old fortune cookies where you add the in bed at the end. Kind of the same idea. And then whoever, the funniest one gets a point, and then at the end of the game, whoever has the most points wins. But there's some, like, really, really just bad shit. Or just, it comes out really raunchy, which is why they call it Cards Against Humanity. We're probably going to introduce a new segment about that, too, as well, where we do that from time to time. But just in general, it's fun to play.
Yeah. Yeah, so, sounds like it.
Yeah, no, you should look it up sometime.
I can't decide. They're all so good.
You got to pick one.
I don't know which one. Bubba Plug.
Bubba Plug? keep your Bubba Plug clean.
Jake chimes in that Cards Against Humanity is the best game ever.
Okay. Yes. So there you go.
There you go.
Just need to get a group big enough together to play.
Yes. But the Little Dipper says it's good. So
the Little Dippers ruled.
We're going to make, you know, we'll take his word for it there. All right. So on that note, this has been another episode of Bad Parenting Podcast. Zach, thank you very much for coming down here.
Thank you for having me, guys. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome back anytime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anytime you want to come down, just let us know. We'll schedule in. It's been great. I've had a good time.
Yeah, I have too.
Definitely. I drank a little much. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's always the best part.
It's always the best part. It is. Getting drunk. It's all fun. So let loose. Otherwise, this is Justin saying, try not to be shitty parents.
Peace out.
Peace out.
All right.
machine, gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody let's move. Vanilla is filled with a new jack groove. Gonna rock and roll the place with the power of the ninja turtle bass. Iceman, you know I'm not playing. Devastate the show what the turtles are saying.
Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Go, 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 go. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go.
Give it up for the heroes in green, just flowing smooth with the power, kicking it up hour after hour. Cause in this life, there's only one winner. You better aim quick, you can hit the center. In it to win it with a team of four Ninja Turtles that you got at the door. It's
Ninja, Ninja Rap. Ninja, Ninja Rap. Ninja, Ninja Rap. Go, 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 go. Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go. Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go.
Smash. It's out there now. Here it goes.